And so it made it much easier to get started and get moving because she was a great resource to ask questions.
Most definitely. Well, it helps to have leadership. And so I'm just going to recap because I got ahead of myself and I didn't record. So we have Katie on the line, and you just hit Diamond in November, and you signed up in August, at the end of August. And so one of the things that you said to do was just to keep making those goals for yourself to make your ultimate goals obtainable. So you signed up with Sandy, and so how many parties did you have within your first month? How many parties have you had so far?
Too many to count.
None?
I've had tons. Yeah. September was a really busy month for me because I go back to school, and I'm a teacher, but I probably had, maybe somewhere between 10 to 15 parties in September. And I matched that in October, and then in November, I had a party every day except for 5 days of the month.
Oh, my gosh. This is awesome. Okay, so 10 to 15 parties in the month of September. So when I sell a new distributor, I want you to put 3 parties on the books for the month. I mean, for you, that's nothing. That's a slow month. And I know because I retired myself from the teaching profession. I was a special education teacher myself. And when I started in my business, it was August. And as you know, August is a busy month for teachers because we have so much to do to get our classrooms ready and just get ready with our caseloads and knowing our students. And so then you hit September full bore, you have a new class list, and you still manage to get 10 to 15 parties within that first month and maintain that with your second month of hectic teaching back to school. How did you get your parties? What are some of the things that you did to ask people to have parties for you, or how did you manage to throw them yourself?
Within that first week that I signed, I made a list of probably everyone that I could think of. I started out with having it just be 100 people that I knew, and every day I would contact 5 or 6 people on my list and just tell them that I was really excited that I was starting a new business opportunity and that I wanted, you know, some help getting started with my business. And they were great in listening, and probably 80 to 90% of them did book parties. And I also, through having those parties, met a lot of girls that I've since signed to join my team.
Wow. Are a lot of those teachers?
I'm trying to think. No. I have a couple girls that are stay-at-home daycare providers, and my first distributor that I signed was actually at the first party I did that Sandy went and helped me do, and Jill Livingston in Hornell is a teacher, and she signed with me also, and she was my first distributor that I signed. So, yes, there have been some teachers, but a lot of people doing a lot of different things.
Okay. So you just ask and say, hey, I'm starting this business. Would you mind giving me a hand and hosting a party for me?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds really, really simple, doesn't it? Do you think that this business is something that you thought was a lot more work than what you're doing as a teacher, or do you feel that it's, what's your thought process of starting this home-based business?
I think to do anything well in life, if you're going to be successful at something, it's a lot of work. I spend hours and hours in my classroom for my kids, but I know that in the next few years I would like to have the ability to be able to work from home and start a family of my own. So I guess my driving force and my why and why I wanted to do this business was that it was going to give me financial opportunities that teaching can't provide me. And so it made it a lot easier with that end goal in mind to kind of hit the ground running and work really hard at it from the beginning.
Oh, I love it. You know what? Everything that I'm hearing from you are the same thoughts that I had when I first started. And I love the fact that you've already really touched on a lot of things that we teach our new distributors, to create a hundreds list, to set those goals, to just get parties on the books and just get the word out. And it's really, really duplicatable, and you are an amazing testimony to that. So what are your next goals? Like, okay, what are your goal for 2013?
I guess I'd like to start some sort of support group for, like, all of my distributors that have joined, especially some of the newer ones that kind of need to get their feet on the ground to get moving. Sandy was such a great resource to me that I'm hoping that I can start to be a little bit more of a leader for the new people that I'm signing and bringing into the company. And then we also, myself and one of my other distributors just started a fit and active group on Facebook that we are inviting all of our loyal customers or fellow distributors to join that, and we're going to work out and log our food and then also log, like, what it works products we're using, and just kind of a testament to a healthy lifestyle. So that's the second thing. And then I guess the next step for me is Double Diamond, and I would like to reach that by February, which is my birthday.
All right, most definitely. Yep. You have to say it and see it, and then you'll be it. So I most definitely think that you can definitely hit Double Diamond. It within, you know, you got 2.5 months for sure that you can hit that goal. So I am really excited for you, and I know it's not easy to run a classroom and run a business at the same time, but you are so right. It will be worth it because the income possibilities, I could have never made, even if I was the very best teacher in the whole wide world, made teaching what I teach now, and that residual income piece is just is priceless in and of itself. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Are you going to go to conference?
I would love to go to conference.
I know you have a teaching schedule to adhere to.
Yeah. I can't get away from my kids this year, but I'm already blocking out my schedule in January next year, and next year I will be there.
Fantastic. I will take that. So, thank you so much, Katie, for being on the call. I really appreciate it. A lot of really good tips and a lot of good personal testimony, and so we know that it can be done comes from you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, congrats. All right, we did get somebody else back on the line. Dana, do I have you on? Oh, Dana?
Katie? Yes, I'm here.
Yay! Yes. Okay, I saw you pop back on. I know Dana is kind enough to get on the call. She is at her husband's Christmas party, and so I thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes out, and I'm really excited for Dana. She promoted to Triple Diamond, and again, you know, we all know that promoting is not necessarily an easy task, and so you have to have quite a few things in line in order to get to Triple Diamond, and she did it in the fall. I mean, really, October, November, December tend to be a little bit slower, although I haven't seen too much of a downturn in the business, but sometimes it is a little bit slower at this time of the year, and you still manage to make that goal a reality. So, Deanna, how long have you been in the business?
I started on March 30th of 2011, so almost, like, right at 20 months.
Wow, that's fantastic. Triple Diamond already.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah.
How does it feel? What are your next goals? What do you have cool coming up this year?
Well, Thursday is my last day of my JOB, and so I will be full-time at work. And I'm super excited about that. I get to stay home with Avery a little bit, and she'll be going to preschool some, so I'll have some time to travel with my team, which I have a team about 4 hours away from me, a very large team, and I'm very excited about getting to travel to them. I'm hoping to be able to – I have a team with Shannon in Oklahoma, and so I'm excited about being able to get over there more than I have. And I get to go to conference this year. I didn't get to go last year, and I'm super excited about that. So those are my immediate goals, my immediate plans.
That's fantastic. So how many hours a week do you work at your JOB?
I don't put any more than 40 typically.
Okay, so 40 hours a week, and you have a young daughter.
Yes, she's three.
And how old is Avery? She's three. Okay, yep, so she's the same age as my little man. And so it's definitely not easy to balance a house and to balance work. What would you give for some tips for people that are in your same position? Because, you know, we can't just say, all right, you know what, I understand the potential of this business, and I'm just going to go all in and quit my job right from the get-go. I mean, it's just not feasibly obtainable for people financially at that point. So how did you manage doing both?
Well, I mean, I just had to dig deep. And it was something that I wanted. It was something that I desired. It was something that I could see. I couldn't see it all the time, every day. But, you know, I had motivators behind me saying, Dana, you can do this. Look at what you've done. You can do this. You are made for this. You can do this. You can do this. And, you know, setting goals before myself and trying to attain those goals would push me a little bit further. And I've done different sales stuff before, and you know, but all of those companies were already settled, they're already established, and all the higher paid, higher ranking people were already in place, and so it was hard to promote in those, and so it was just a hobby. And you know, I'm real big on make sure it's a consumable product. We have a consumable product. Make sure it's a sturdy company. We have a fabulous debt-free company. You couldn't ask for anything more than that. So what I did was I just saw the potential in myself, which took some time. I saw the possibility or the potential in the company. And the more I pushed myself, the further that I got, I just kept going. I mean, I looked back once in February. And when I looked back, I was like, I can't go back there. I can't go back there because look how far I've come. And I can see that there is so much more in front of me. So once I paused for a moment and looked over my shoulder, I decided I didn't want to do that again. And so I turned myself back around and I got back on track and I haven't stopped.
Yes, I agree. And Dana, I love your story because I love the fact that, and I'm not picking on her, but I really think that I know that Shannon saw in you what you did not see in yourself in the beginning. And I know that I've talked about it with Denise Walsh, and I think we saw the leader in you before you saw the leader in you. And do you feel like that other people saw something in you that you didn't know that you had yet?
Oh, yes, and it still happens. I mean, I even texted Denise last night, and I was like, because I got this email yesterday, and I was like, Denise, I hope, and she's like, Dana, you hope? Own it. And I was like, okay. You know, I still have those little bits of reservation or nervousness or I don't know what you would call them, but I still have those inklings in my head. And, you know, after people say things to me like that, after you say something, or Shannon or Denise, after somebody says something, I really chew on it for a while. And once I chew on it, I just start, things just start opening up, and I start realizing, and things just reveal themselves. So, you know, Denise said that to me last night, and then in your team email today, you had that quote, and I was like, okay, own it, Dana, stand up. You've done the work for this. Your team has done the work for this. You put in a lot of hours. You put in a lot of time. You can do this. So,
yeah.
You know,
most definitely, and I think the biggest thing that I see with you, and that I just love. I really like watching you blossom, and I know that is not meant to sound trite or condescending or anything, but I love watching your transformation, and we see it a lot of times in people that we see something in people that they can't see in themselves, because those little inklings, usually we put a label on them called insecurity sometimes. People don't have that faith in themselves. They don't have that belief system in themselves. But once you start to recognize that and really give yourself the proper credit, we don't want to pat ourselves on the back, but you do deserve a pat on the back because you've helped raise some amazing leaders, and you have good leaders on your team, and they did some amazing work too, but you've also helped to flourish that too, and I love that. I just love seeing the progression that you've made with this company, and I'm so excited to see where this next year is going to bring you, because it is. I really think there's some really cool things in store, and I'm so thankful that you've been on this journey with all of us. And so if you could tell one little tip to people, maybe somebody that's starting out that's saying, you know what, I kind of feel like Dana Fox. I'm not quite so sure about myself. Is there anything that you could say to them?
Well, there's a lot that I could say to them because, and it's not something that happens overnight. It's something that, I mean, you have to find confidence in yourself, number one. You have to find confidence in the company that you're with. You have to find confidence in the product that you're trying to share. You have to dig deep and find the confidence. And so it's taken me 20 months to get to where I'm at. And I know that I personally have a long way to go. I've come a long way. I still have a long way to go because I am that insecure person. I am that shy person. I am that person that isn't 100% comfortable in my own shoes. And, you know, I think back about where I was 20 months ago, 2 years ago, and I don't want to be that person again. I don't want to be where I was then. And so just dig deep inside yourself. See what you can find what you're good at. You know, a year ago, Shannon was like, okay, Dana, it's time for you to have your own group page. And I said, I'm not ready for this. And she's like, yes, you are. And so she gave me my own group page, and she said, what's your team name? And I said, I don't know. And she said, you have to have a team name. And so I said, well, what about life changers? Because I was, you know, the motto is it works can change your life, or it will change your life. And so I said, well, let's go life changers. And let me tell you, God has completely revealed to me that that was the perfect name for my team. He laid it on my heart at the perfect time because it has completely changed my life. I've seen it completely change the lives of other people. And, you know, things will just be revealed to you if you just give it a year. Shane had told Jared, she said, give me 2 years. But just give yourself some time to figure out yourself and to figure out what you're good at and use what you're good at to build your business, to build your confidence, to build everything about what It Works is giving you. But it does take time. If you're like me, it will take time, but you will get there, and it's amazing. It's amazing.
It is an amazing journey. Thank you so much for getting on tonight. I know that you're busy right now, and I really appreciate it. And I think that there's people out there that need to hear where your heart has been. And so I'm really excited for you, Dana. I can't wait to squeeze you at conference.
Yes, come to conference. From what I hear, you might hear more of my story.
Yes, most definitely. Come squeeze Dana at conference. That'll be our tagline.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for being on the call. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Nikki.
You're welcome. All right, guys. So how exciting just to hear from these two people that made it in the Success From Home magazine. And really, that's just a small thing. Really, the Success From Home magazine, Chris and I were talking about it. And he's, you know, he mentioned, I don't know what the big deal is. You know, it didn't change our life. We were featured last year as one of the top 16 money earners. And he's like, it didn't change our life. And no, it didn't change our life. It didn't have an impact on our day-to-day stuff. But the bottom line is that there was a promo. There was something to be said about goal setting and accomplishing the goal. And really, that is the underlying foundation with creating your own success with this company and really anything you do. So we all need to just be mindful of creating those goals. And we heard it both from Katie and Dana tonight that you have to set those goals. And I just wanted to really recap tonight with you very briefly, and I promise I won't keep you on very much longer because I know everybody is so busy with the holiday season, but we will not be having a call next week. It is Christmas night, and so we'll have everybody have a reprieve. I'm still debating on New Year's Day because I think that we should start the year off with a bang, but we'll kind of play it by ear and see how that goes. Maybe I'll look for feedback on Facebook pages if you want that day off or if you want to plug into the call. But I just wanted to talk with you a little bit about some things that you can do over the next couple of weeks. I really strongly suggest everybody create that hundreds list. It is foundational. All of these goal setting steps are foundational for you to move forward. You have to have a plan. Just like when you get ready to build a house, you have to have a blueprint before you set in the foundation. And then what you have to do is you have to pour in the concrete, you have to put up the walls, and you have to do the drywall. It's very sequential when you think about doing anything. When you get married, you think, okay, first of all, you have to find a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Then you have to find somebody that you like enough to either accept a proposal or to propose to. And then you go through a courting process to make sure that was a good decision. But it's sequential. Everything has its time and its place, and you have to go through the systems. So really, those steps to success are your foundation. Make sure that all of your new team members know those steps to success. The first thing that you do is you join, you boost, and you get on ADBV AutoShip. That is the only thing that you have to do to be commission qualified. ADBV, where you can use the product for yourself, or you can choose to get two boxes of wraps for $118, and you can turn around $118 BV, and you can turn around and sell those and make a profit on those wraps at those launch parties. Because step two is get more with four. You want four loyal customers in your first 30 days. We want you to have practice wrapping. We want you to have practice talking to people. We want you to get four loyal customers so you earn that 120 BV credit towards free product. Then you can further your process and being a product of the product. You can try it, or you can get two boxes of wraps for $10, and you can make more profit in your pocket. The other thing that does is it gets you bonus qualified, so that way when you do sign up a team member, you can earn that $100 faster. And so that way you can take advantage of that as well. And then the third step is to go Ruby. Find three people to run this business with you, three people that want to change their life, three people that want that financial independence, and help them repeat those steps. When one of those people goes Ruby or goes executive and two people are at 400 BV auto ship or BV for the month, then you are that next 10 level of Ruby and you get paid on four levels. So get those steps to success really ingrained in your brain and teach that to your new people. That is what's really going to help propel your business. Get the hundreds list. Just start listing people. They don't pre-qualify people. They can say no for themselves. But get them on your list and then ask them to do those parties for you. Ask them if they're interested in the business. Ask if they're interested in the products, just maybe as a loyal customer. And I strongly urge everybody to have 3 monthly goals and 3 yearly goals. We've talked about this before. Maybe your 3 monthly goals are, you know what, I'm going to blitz once a week for the next 4 weeks for this month. I'm going to have 3 parties, and I'm going to sign up, 3 distributors, and the way that that's going to happen is by sending out emails. So have those goals and get the ball rolling in that process. So there's lots of resources for you guys to look at. If things feel slow for you, take advantage of that time to train yourself. Make sure you're on a Facebook page, and if you're not, get with somebody on that list that was sent out today. I sent an email out to everybody. It might go to your spam, but if not, make sure you're with one of those people with your upline, and you can find that out. If you don't know, then you can email me back, and I can look for you when we get you plugged into a team Facebook page. But on those Facebook pages, there's files and documents. There's tons of information. There's recorded past conference calls. So maybe you might be interested in a particular topic, like the products, or maybe in blitzing, or maybe having a party. Go through and look by a topic and listen to that call and get yourself acquainted with that process. There's also the Dream Team site. It's www.livingthedreamteam.net, and the ID is Dream, D-R-E-A-M, and the password is Achieved, A-C-H-I-E-V-E-D. On there, you will find tons and tons of things as well, things that you can print off, things that you can listen to, things that you can watch. So that site is definitely something that you can use to access as well. Everybody does get team training emails, so go ahead, save those. Go back and look at those if there's also a topic of interest. So there's lots of different things that you can use to access in your back office under documents, on the Living the Dream Team site, and then within your Facebook pages as well. So sorry, somebody was inboxing me. I thought maybe it was something urgent. So anyways, those are some resources for you to use. I will give you a little caveat that the Dream Team site, some of those things are outdated. So before you take that as a hard and fast rule, it's something that will be weeded out in the future, and it tries to get updated. But sometimes the people that created that are so busy with the businesses, there's not always time to make sure that everything is 100% accurate. Your best bet really is to use some of those resources. But if you have any questions, make sure you get with your upline and cross-reference those with your Facebook pages, and the documents in your back office should all be updated as well. There is a new compensation plan that got emailed out to us from corporate. Go through, take a look at that, see what kind of questions you have. We will be going over the compensation plan early in the new year, and so we'll get a lot of those questions answered for you too. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the call. If anybody has any questions, feel free to ask. If you don't, I wish you guys all a very Merry Christmas. I hope that you guys have a great holiday season. I hope that if you're working, you have some time to relax with your family and friends, and just let us know what you need. So I'm going to open up the call in just a second. All right, guys, you are unmuted. Does anybody have any questions? All right, guys, have a great holiday, and we'll see you online. Take care.
Merry Christmas. Take care.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.